for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Zexant Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2020 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, February the 22nd, 2020. Carla Butard is the speaker of the morning, teaching on the spirit of the bride of Satan. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And I'm not kidding you. She had an unloving spirit. She couldn't love the baby. She wanted to love the baby, but she had no love feeling towards that baby. And so I broke it off of her, broke the bastard curse off the baby, broke the spirit of abortion off the baby. And I was there for a week. And over that night, we went to bed. The next morning, she's nursing the baby, and she's not holding it like a sack of potatoes. She's holding it like a mama would hold a baby, and she's fooling with its little ear and, you know, touching its hair. And just, I watched her fall in love with that baby. It was amazing. And, yes, praise God that when we see these things, we can address them so that the thing is not perpetuated generation after generation after generation. Yes. It's beautiful. Yes. Okay, so fantasizing. Usually when people watch pornography, they will end up satisfying themselves. You know, the demon is there. And the spirit of the bride of Satan is the spirit that will, what he does in these cases, the spirit will claim you as his wife, his property that he will use to satisfy himself with sexual demons. And there is a veil. In the spirit realm, there is a veil. He will hide you, in fact. Many people with this spirit will never marry because they're hidden. I had a girl one time, beautiful girl. She was telling me how she desired to be married. And she said, "It is the strangest thing, Carla. I can be with a few of my friends and we'll go somewhere. And the men in there will look at all the friends and just pass by me like I am invisible." I had learned about this. I said, "Were you by any chance molested as a child?" And she started to cry. I said, "I know what this is. Let's break it. It's the spirit of the bride of Satan. Don't let it freak you out. It's just a spirit. And we're going to cast it out. I'm going to break the curse of it and cast it out." And whenever I pray that prayer, I go through the motion of pulling that veil off of them. I've had more than one say, "I felt that. That's weird. I felt it." Well, I've never felt it, but hey, yay. So many people have a spirit wife or a spirit husband. That's the incubus succubus. And I used to see it just as like the incubus. The way I've had to remember that, because I would get it mixed up all the time. Okay, the incubus has to go in, I-N. So that's the man part of the spirit. The succubus is the woman part. Because in the world of perversion, that's what the man likes. And the spirit of the bride of Satan, with his anointing, will make everything that is illegal more pleasurable. And that's what they want. After watching it on the pornography, they want their wives to do these things, which is degrading. and hurtful and causes them not to be able to have, that spirit will cause a man and woman not to be able to have normal sexual relations with their husband or their wife. They would rather sit in front of a screen and masturbate. It's very evil. And that's why I want this to be dealt with. So if anybody here, and if there's nobody here with it, I praise the Lord. You may have a friend that is being tormented with it, and you'll know what to do for them. There are unclean spirits involved. I want to go back to pornography just for a minute. When those spirits were coming out and attaching to his seed, I think that's why we are seeing an explosion of homosexuals. Because pornography was available to anybody who had a TV and a VCR. That's what it used to, they had, I didn't even know, but before VCRs, they had those 8mm tapes. You know,
it's like a reel.
Yeah, a reel with the film. I guess it's been around forever. They've seen pictures on the walls, you know, in caves and things of this kind of stuff going on. It's been around forever. It's nothing new. Although the commonality of it is new, I think. Okay, so. The spirit wife and the spirit husband. One woman who was defending because she didn't have a husband, and she said, and if your husband was gone for, you know, amount of time, she wasn't even married, but she said, if your husband was gone, I mean, it helps you stay, keep you from going and having sex with somebody else. I said, well, so what? I haven't responded. I thought, I'm just going to teach this. I'm going to send it to her. But the reality is, if that's what's keeping you, then you have a spirit husband. A spirit husband. And guess what? When you get that man, he's not going to be able to satisfy you the way it did. And you will still, it will still want to be satisfied. So then you have a husband and that. No. That's why we need deliverance. Fantasizing, if you spend time fantasizing, and there's familiar spirits even around that. And you know what else? Be careful what you have in your homes. Spirits attached to things. Spirits are drawn to certain things. If I do the investigation and don't find it in the person, I'm saying, okay, so let's take a look at what you have in your house. And I start asking them about that. Because books, I read a book one time, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I was at the airport. I had packed my Bible. Oh, I don't have anything to read. I'll just go in the bookstore. It was a bestseller. I love a good mystery. But about 2/3 of the way into the book, you find out she's bisexual. Well, guess what? I wasn't reading that stuff. I didn't want the imagery. I didn't want the words. So as soon as they would show up at her apartment, I'd start flipping pages. You know? But guess what? There was a familiar spirit in that book that attached itself to me. And one day in a Bible study, a woman was struggling. I was doing a teaching on sexual sin and deliverance on sexual sin. She had to run to the bathroom, and I didn't see her anymore. Forgot she was even there. Everybody was gone. She comes out, and she looks like she has been through war in that bathroom. And she wanted to say it, but she wouldn't say it. And I said, listen, let me tell you what Satan does. I know what he's doing. He's telling you, you better not tell her. You better not say it. They're not going to think the same about you anymore. The devil will blackmail you into keeping quiet about it, because if you let it be known, somebody might deal with it. So be careful with your secrets. That's where his power is. Don't go home with it. If you have a deep, dark secret that is being guarded and Satan is telling you to keep it a secret, that's the very thing you need to come up here and say, I've got a secret. And get it out so it can be dealt with because he's blackmailing you. She finally says, I said, if you will just say it, it will break the secret. His power is broken. So she thinks a minute and she says, I'm sexually attracted to you. Well, I wasn't expecting that. But you know what? I call it being in the zone. When I'm in the zone, it goes right past me. My flesh woman hears it inside. I'm going, oh, what? But when I'm in the zone, I just sat my Bible down and I got up and went over and started breaking that curse in the spirit and calling the spirits out. She got deliverance. I hugged her. She went home. And it's like it never happened. That's the good thing about it. You don't carry it. It's amazing, actually. Can't even remember it. I mean, I remembered it. But when I left the house, I mean, the two ladies, the lady that owned the house where the Bible study was, they were just sitting there. I don't even know how you got past that. And I said, I don't know either. It's just when I'm in the zone, I don't hear it. It doesn't affect me. But when I got down the road a little ways, I said, Lord, where in the world? What? You know there is not. He said, remember that book you read? And I was like, oh my gosh. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. The devil doesn't miss an opportunity. He wants you to be ignorant of his devices. Yeah. Marine spirits. This is how I got rid of my thing, it. Was listening to, there was a big meeting in Colorado, deliverance. Oh, I wanted to go so bad. I didn't have the money to go, anybody to go with me. But a girl in the town where I lived had gone, and she had all the cassette tapes of the meetings. So when I found out about it, I asked her if she would let me listen to them. So I'm listening in the car. I would have to drive back and forth. We lived way out in the woods, so it was a long way to anywhere. So I would listen to a lot. And I could show you where on the dirt road I was when I got rid of that. Because she was talking about marine spirits. And water was one of the ways that it would seduce. In a hot shower, at the beach, that's when this thing would seduce. Then I figured out that's why all these people on spring break are running to the beaches. Because those marine spirits are strong. They are seductive. There is drunkenness. There is lewdness, nakedness, all manner of evil goes on at those spring breaks. But it was the water. I'll never forget washing my hair in the shower one day. And of course there's soap suds. But I went. Because it actually, I thought maybe Mike had snuck into the bathroom. There were hands going over my body. It was freaky. And I didn't know anything about this stuff at that time. It freaked me out. But now I understand it. That demon. And it can work with marine spirits. In the tape, she said, that's why you have to be careful when you have teenage children and they're spending too long in the shower. So there can be marine spirits involved. Unclean spirits, serpentine spirits. That's why in yoga they're gonna release the monster in your chakras, that snake spirit, the serpentine spirit. People in other religions, Hinduism, that it's a kundalini spirit can be involved with the spirit of the Bride of Satan. There are lying spirits involved in deception. And see, when you have multiple sexual partners, and I think this is one reason that our world is so crazy, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6 that who you join yourself to, you become one with. God designed that for a husband and a wife. But when you are outside the covenant, it's demonic. And when you part from them, they take a piece of you with them. If this was you or a person who has multiple sexual partners, that, you know, they all have a piece of your soul, so you're scattered. Your mind is not even whole. Your soul is not whole. So you have a lot of confusion, trouble making decisions, trouble doing the right thing, just fogginess, and, you know, because this is what your mind looks like. If we could see ourselves in the spirit, there'd be a lot of Swiss cheese walking around. Mm-hmm. Fragmented soul and mind. The mind is part of the soul. Okay. So we're going to do some deliverance. Okay. I think we all, do we all understand what soul ties are? You all know the biblical soul tie that was godly was between David and thank you. I get my characters all mixed up. Yes. And it said that their souls were knit together. You know, you could take a piece of fabric and try to pull it apart, and it might rip and tear. But have you ever tried to pull apart something that was knitted? It ain't happening. But we can break those things in the spirit. And here's another thing about a soul tie. You lose authority over your own body. And God showed me that, like a man in a boat fishing, the fish are swimming. They can go anywhere in the lake they want to. But the man throws the line with a hook and a lure, and the fish takes the bait, and it gets hooked. Now the fish no longer has total authority over its own body, because it's hooked to the line of the fisherman. And he can jerk it over here and jerk it over there and let some string out and make it think it's free, and then he jerks it back and pulls it out. That's the same thing that happens to us with a soul tie. You wonder why this person keeps showing up in your dreams. It's a soul tie. It becomes a bridge then that they can travel back and forth on and visit you. Even think about you and project themselves to your mind or whatever. You can get their problems. Jerry said that this morning. You can get their problems, their financial junk, their struggles, dissension, strife, diseases, all manner of things travel over that soul tie. So it's important to break the soul tie. So if you were molested, if you were the victim of incest for many years, we're going to break the soul ties. We're going to restore your soul and your mind so that you can think right. Get all those demons out of your sex organs. They lodge there. Sometimes it can be the root of problems in your bladder, your urethra. Is that the right word? Your kidneys, your rectum, depending on what was done. So we want the things out of there. Okay, so I want you just to stand up, and then we can sit back down, but it's kind of nap, getting close to lunch. I thought it was nap time, but it's 11:25. Wow. Okay, first I'm going to break the generationally inherited curses. Here's my prayer. prayers. Okay, we're going to start repeating this, and when you get tired and want to sit down, just feel free to sit down. Okay, so let's just repeat. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the generationally inherited curse of the spirit of the bride of Satan and other curses that came down upon me through my father's bloodline. Every unholy spirit that came into me from my father when I was conceived, I command you to get out of me now. In Jesus' name. And I give leave to the familiar spirits. That's the fleas and ticks. Okay? Those that hang around you. That have followed me down my father's bloodline. To track me. Trace me. Guard me. Guide and direct me. In ways that are contrary to the plans and purposes that God has for my life. Go now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the generationally inherited curses that came down upon me through my mother's bloodline. The spirit of the bride of Satan. And every unholy spirit that came into me from my mother when I was conceived. I bind you and break your power and command you to get out of me now in Jesus' name. Now, if you know things that have come down your mother's bloodline, and you know things that have come down your father's bloodline, let those be in your mind as we cast these things out, especially infirmities. If you know the infirmities that were in your father's bloodline and your mother's bloodline that have come down on you, I want you to name those right now, just quietly on your breath. All the infirmities that came down from mother and father in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of infirmity. I break the curse of death and the spirit of infirmity that came down from the mother's bloodline and the father's bloodline. And I command you to get out of God's people now. Get out. Say them out loud now. Get out. Say your diseases. If you've got them in your body, name them now. Get out. Say it and tell it to get out in the name of Jesus. I give leave to all the familiar spirits that have followed me down my mother's bloodline to track me, trace me, guard me, guide and direct me in ways that are contrary to the plans and purposes that God has for my life. Go now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I bind and break the power and command out of me. Name your adverse personality traits that you got from your mama and from your daddy. Gossip, criticism, critical spirits, curses, calling you stupid, all of those things, anything. You're ugly, you'll never have a husband, all those curses that came from your mama and from your daddy. We break the power of those things right now and command them to get out. All their personality traits, their evil tendencies, go. Lying and stealing and gambling and drinking and beating and all their traits. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I now bind, break, and loose myself and my children from any and all evil curses, charms, vexes, hexes, spells, jinxes, psychic powers, bewitchments, witchcraft, sorcery, Freemasonry, fraternities,
sororities.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the female one. Sororities. And I break every oath, covenant, dedication, and cancel any dedication that were made on my behalf when I was in the loins of my forefathers. Because, you know, they dedicate their future generations. So we break that right now in the name of Jesus. I call down fire from God to destroy the altar that Satan has erected for my life. And I give leave to the unholy angel. Doesn't God appoint a guardian angel to us? Angel, so does Satan. So we're getting rid of them. We give leave to those unholy angels that Satan appointed to me at the time of my conception in Jesus' holy name. You remember the cartoon with an angel on his shoulder and the devil? You know, people who make these movies and cartoons, they know some stuff. I break and destroy any ungodly yokes that were placed on me by anyone. And I yoke myself to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for freeing me. I now cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ and give you thanks. Amen and amen. Okay, now we're going to break the soul ties with whoever molested you or hurt you, incested you, abused you, mistreated you in any way that would give Satan access to use you as a sex slave.
Also, incubus and succubus.
Incubus and succubus. Yeah, I haven't called out the spirits yet. Okay, so Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break soul ties with, and you know who it is, so you just under your breath can voice those names out. I send his or her soul and spirit back to him or her. And I call my soul and spirit back to myself, cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I ask that you would heal my mind and restore my soul in Jesus' name. I now command out of me any and all unclean spirits that came into me through that relationship. Get out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Out all those unclean spirits that came into you. Molestation, rape, incest, abuse, violence, pain, go in the name of Jesus. Infirmities, go in the name of Jesus. I command all the familiar spirits that attach themselves to me through that relationship to leave me now. Go in the name of Jesus. And Father, I now reclaim and ask that you restore back to me the authority over my body that was forfeited through that soul tie. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now, if you have been tormented by that spirit of the bride of Satan, And it's an opportune thing. Maybe it hasn't visited you yet. But, not to say that it will, but it will wait, like, I don't know, maybe wait till you're a widow or divorced or something like that before it shows up and makes its offer to you. We're going to break that spirit of the bride of Satan. And if anything like that ever comes to you, don't try to figure out what it is. Sometimes we spend too much time trying to figure out what it is and why it has a right to come. Just in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. That's what you need to do. You're going to have to open your mouth. You can't think it with your head. In the name of Jesus, you get out of here and don't you ever come back. The power is in the name of Jesus. You know, when casting out spirits, he did not say that we're going to cast out spirits by his blood or by his anything else. It's the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind and break the power of the spirit of the bride of Satan. I break every oath, covenant, and dedication that was made on my behalf when I was in the loins of my forefathers. I call down fire from heaven to destroy that altar, that sacrificial altar that Satan had erected for my life. And I give leave to the unholy angel that was appointed to me at birth. I thank you, Father, for giving me power over all the power of the enemy. And I exercise that power now. Satan, today, I give you a spiritual writ of divorcement. I am not your bride. I now remove from myself your veil.
Your veil.
That veil that has caused me
to be identified with you
as being owned by you so that no one else can have me. If you're unmarried and you want to be married, it may have hidden you from your future husband or wife. So we pull that veil off today and make you available to the man that God has for you. But Satan, we bind you from sending any losers. Okay. I bind and break the power of that spirit of the bride of Satan that hinders a healthy sexual relationship with my husband, if that applies to you. That spirit that is present, that allows demons to have sexual rights to my body, to be used for Satan's pleasure, I break your power and command you to go. That spirit that torments me sexually, in my dreams, in my thought life, all during the day, or that rapes me in the night, I break your power and I command you to go in Jesus' name. Okay, now I'm going to call out the spirits. So I just want y'all to take it every once in a while. If I forget to tell you, just take a deep breath and blow it out. They will come out on the breath if they have access. It's kind of like gushing out water and all the stuff goes with it. Okay, so first of all, let's say, Father, forgive me
for any activities
that I have engaged in that gave a right for the spirit of the bride of Satan to be in my life. Okay.
So right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind and break the power of the spirit of the bride of Satan. I command you to leave God's women now. You go in the name of Jesus. All the unclean spirits in the sex organs, come out in the name of Jesus. Come off of their female organs. You go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of sexual perversion, go. Perversion, you go. Come out of God's people now. All the unclean spirits, seducing spirits, you come out right now. Seducing spirits, spirits of I call it the hoochie-coochie spirit. It likes to parade and show their wares. I break that power now in the name of Jesus. All lying spirits, like you're never going to be married. You're not going to be married. You may as well let me have my way with you. That's what the spirit of bride of Satan would say. All deception, you go. Get out. Deception, go in the name of Jesus. All idolatry. Father, forgive me for idolatry. In Jesus' name. Now, all spirits of idols, go in the name of Jesus. You need to ask God, is there anything in my house that is not pleasing to you? He'll show it to you and you get rid of it. Destroy it. I command all spirits of rape. I break your power off of God's women. Rape spirits, you go. Violence, go in the name of Jesus. Being beaten, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. All molestation spirits, you go. In the name of Jesus. All spirits of fornication. And that doesn't just mean the sex act. It means anything that is illegal in the sight of God. That's fornication. Petting would be considered fornication. Petting. Heavy petting that people do. Oral sex. Anal sex. All of those go under fornication. You go in the name of Jesus. Kundalini spirits, come out of God's people right now. All those yoga spirits. Every posture in yoga is a bodily worship to some false god. I command all those Kundalini spirits right now. We sever the head of that serpent right now. I sever the head of it. I command it to come off of your spine now. All serpentine spirits, you go. Spirits of incest, I break your power and command you to get out in Jesus' name. The spirit of yoga and all those chakra spirits, having your chakras opened up. And the third eye right here, that's where it comes up, right there. I blind that third eye in the name of Jesus. All sodomy spirits, you go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of oral sex, anal sex, lesbian sex, homosexual sex, go in the name of Jesus. I had one lady say, oh, does that mean I have to get rid of all my sex toys? Yes, get rid of your sex toys. You don't make an opportunity, an occasion. If you're on a diet, you don't buy chocolate cake and ice cream and sit it around. All dedications and ceremonies that were performed over you, I break the power of them now in the name of Jesus. I command all of those spirits from the spirit of the bride of Satan and all of these come out of the blood now. Come out of their blood. Come out of their organs. Come out of their heart, their stomach. Come out of their eyes, their ears. You get out. All unclean spirits. Come out of the brain. All the imagery, I bind you and break your power. Erase them, Lord. I ask you to push the erase button on their mind so that they don't see those images anymore. Come out of their mouth. Come off of their tongue, their lips, their cheeks, the inside of their mouth, the esophagus. Come out of their esophagus in Jesus' name. Come out of the heart, the liver, the kidneys, the bladder, your intestines. I command all those unclean spirits come out now in the name of Jesus. And every other person's DNA that is lodged in your brain, I speak destruction to it right now in the name of Jesus and command it to come out of your body. And now I speak healing. Oh, and masturbation. I come against the spirit of masturbation. I command those spirits to come off of your hands, off of your fingers, off of your legs, the muscles in your legs, the muscles in your buttocks, every form that you have used your body for in an unclean manner. I command those spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, just raise your hands. Father, I speak healing right now to every woman. I speak healing to their body. I speak healing to their minds. I speak healing to their spirits and their emotions. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that the spirit of the bride of Satan is no longer in their lives, in Jesus' name. And Father, let them go home, and if that spirit has been tormenting them, to break it off of their children. This afternoon I'm going to be talking about deliverance with children. But you don't do it with them verbally. When they're asleep, you can break the spirit of the bride of Satan off of them in masturbation and whatever else you've noticed in them. Command those unclean spirits to come out in the name of Jesus and break the generational curses. Okay, God bless you. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.